This election season, no state has more ballot measures than California. Voters there will decide on 17 propositions. We'll hear about some of them, including repeal of the death penalty, gun control, and whether to raise the tobacco tax. But first, Proposition 58, which would end the mandate on English-only education and make it easier for schools to start dual-language immersion programs. About one in four public school students in California speaks a language other than English at home. And nearly 20 years ago, California voters agreed that the best way to teach these students English was to do away with the existing bilingual education programs and immerse the students in English. Adolfo Guzman Lopez of KPCC visited a school in San Gabriel in Los Angeles County to see how a change in the law would play out.
13 students work in groups of four and five.
Sam has my hat.
Teacher Jenny Tan gives kindergarten-level lessons to fifth graders who've been in the U.S. less than a year. This is a newcomer's class at McKinley Elementary School.
Okay, let's read the direction together. Circle? What does circle mean?
Yes.
Did you hear that ticking? It's from an apple-shaped timer. It'll ring when it's time to move on to the next lesson.
The clock is ticking.
Principal Jim Simmons says it's a reminder that state law says these students will have to sink or swim in their main English-only classes next year. Many swim.
But there's some where that clock ticks and they're not ready yet to go into that main class, but the law requires us that we can't keep them in this program any longer than a school year.
Simmons says new research suggests those students would struggle less if teachers could use their native languages a lot more.
We could spend more time teaching them in their native language and working on that proficiency and getting to those higher level thinking skills. I think they'd be that much further ahead academically in that and be able to pick up English faster.
But that's currently prohibited by state law. In 1998, California voters passed Proposition 227, which required teaching these kids in English only.
Bilingual education is dead, and it's not coming back.
That's Ron Unz, the Silicon Valley entrepreneur who authored and funded the Prop 227 campaign.
The old system put hundreds of thousands, a good fraction of a million immigrant students in a program where they were not taught English as soon as they started school.
He's right. In the 90s, many students did languish in ineffective bilingual programs. But instead of replicating good programs, Prop 227, for the most part, threw them all out. Activists who wanted to make English this country's official language supported Prop 227 and opposed the current California measure to lift bilingual education limits. They argue that learning English right away is the most powerful tool to succeed in this country. But others, including Marcelo Suarez Orozco, an education researcher at UCLA, believe that times have changed and so should the law.
Well, you can't be the fifth largest economy on earth and not understand that bilingualism is a huge advantage.
Suarez Orozco says new brain research suggests Prop 227 was a detour to a dead end.
We can do both. We can chew and walk. We can keep the home languages. And at the same time, we can make the transition to English competence.
He says some of the best bilingual teaching took place in dual immersion programs. And despite Prop 227's English-only mandate, dual immersion programs have been thriving in many schools. To participate, parents need to sign waivers yearly. McKinley Elementary started a dual immersion program 3 years ago. Principal Jim Simmons takes me on a tour.
So this is a kindergarten dual language, so dual immersion. So they're learning 90% in Spanish, 10% in English.
Here, there are no limits on the use of the foreign language.
Okay, ¿quién es?
Color.
¿Quién es? ¿Eres tú?
The hair.
¿Eres Owen?
Yeah.
This class is a mix of English learners and native English speakers. Simmons says the clock is not ticking on the newcomer students to learn English.
It's kind of the opposite theory. You know, we're looking at the long-term picture of student achievement. The gains we're really not going to start seeing till the upper grades and into high school.
If Prop 58 erases bilingual education limits, he says, more schools in California could start dual immersion programs and teachers could offer other students more help in the kids' native languages. Whether that happens or not will be up to voters on November 8th. For Here and Now, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.